underground preacher, checking in to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about how to deal with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. This condition is most common in military armed forces and in children who suffer severe traumas. We can't really say that the rest of us are actually exempt from PTSD, because all it takes is to witness or experience a severe traumatic event and the condition is established. You will either check out or have some kind of panic attacks each time you get triggered. A closer look at PTSD will make you realize that the victims of PTSD are actually normal people like you and I. I mean, people with feelings and emotions. We are actually the normal ones. Hence, we get traumatized under trauma, not like psychopaths and sociopaths who breeze through it without emotion because they have no remorse. Anyways, whether it's war or anything involving harming or killing another human being, we were not created to handle this kind of traumatic events. So unless you are divinely protected, you will suffer PTSD under traumatic circumstances. The world will tell you to result in medicines and therapy, but to my knowledge, PTSD is a setup. The enemy knows that a normal human being is not meant to undergo such trauma, so he will orchestrate those circumstances in order to drive the person to black out or check out. That is because spiritually, when you black out or check out, even under hypnosis, it is the same as abandoning your vehicle running with the keys in the ignition. In other words, you left yourself open to the powers of darkness. So whatever thief will come around, and in our case, whatever spirits will happen to be around when you stepped out, they will enter your vehicle, your body, and drive. Hence, people suffering from PTSD, usually we look at them and we feel like they are not there, so to speak. It's like they're absent. There is no life in them. That is because it's the demon that came to the front. It's the demon driving. The ones who get completely taken over stay gone until deliverance takes place, while the other ones struggle against the demon in order to keep their sanity. The struggle for their sanity is their souls trying to fight their way back into the driving seat. To us outsiders looking at the person battling, we call them crazy, we call them insane. But the person battling, he knows the struggle that he's going through and who he's going against to claim his body back. Basically, it's two people fighting. The soul is fighting against the demon. And usually, they don't know how to fight. They don't know that a simple rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ is efficient to chase that demon. So they struggle however they can. And you will see the person blocking in and out or get triggered in and out. Or if you wake them up in a certain way, they will be violent with you because they can't differentiate reality from the spiritual struggle anymore. Anyways, the good news is that God can and wants to heal them all, as mentioned in Psalms 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. No matter what the trauma is, God can heal you. The bottom line is, when you suffer from PTSD, you just need love. Usually the one suffering from PTSD, they seek forgiveness for the atrocities that they committed or something that they witnessed. They want to be reassured that God still loves them. They need God's unconditional love in their lives. That is the healing medicine that they need. And that is how those demons will get to get cast out. Sure, prayer and fasting is necessary, but getting on your knees, asking God for forgiveness, and being reassured of God's unconditional love for you is key in healing from PTSD. A person suffering from PTSD always needs a safe place to open up and to talk about the trauma. And the only way to make it a safe place for them is through love. It is important to encourage them to talk about the traumatic event because it purges out the emotions and brings healing when done properly, of course, and involving God, of course. So, if you have a loved one suffering from PTSD, the least you can do for them is to pray and fast for them, to be very patient with them. And if they ever open up to you, just listen to them and reassure them that God still loves them. Just tell them, Jesus Christ loves you so much that he died so you can spend eternity together, you and him. You are dearly loved, and it is okay to talk about whatever happened. And if you cannot confess what happened to anyone, at least confess it to God. God is not going to punish you. No, far from it. He wants to hear it. He will listen to you without condemning you. Just get on your knees and tell him. No matter how bad you think it is, God is always willing to receive you and to forgive you, as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So don't lose heart. With Jesus Christ, there is always hope. Amen?
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.